listening, we just want to give you a shout out, especially you sitting in the front
seat, Tyler and Jack,
both of you guys. We know you've been best friends for a while, and I just want to say thank you for listening together.
Right.
Yeah. And Frank, if your name's Frank, too.
Frank? Like Frank Ocean?
Yeah, like Frank Ocean. Fun fact, Frank Ocean is not actually Ocean. He's a dude. Anyways, that being said, we're approaching almost the end of the show. You know, yeah, you're looking at your clocks, like your watches, minutes. Might be looking at your oven.
Hi, this is Alana from Sauk Hill. I'm the host of There There on WGXC Acra, Hudson, and Catskill. Radio for open ears.
Brooklyn Vegan runs down the lineup for the 2023 edition of 24-Hour Drone, set for May 27th through 28th at Basilica Hudson in Hudson. The annual event has been on hold in person since 2019 because of the COVID-19 pandemic. This year, the show is back in person with Yuka C. Honda of Saibo Mato, Wolf Eyes, Liturgy, Sarah Hines, Laura Ortman, and others performing at the event, which each year is webcast at WGXC.org and broadcast on 90.7 FM. The Basilica Hudson website has all the details about the 24-hour drone show May 27th and 28th at Basilica Hudson and will air on WGXC.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Andy Warhol Foundation for the Visual Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program, administered in Greene County by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hoover Foundation, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXC's sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support to Wave Farm's radio station, WGXC 90.7 FM. Thank you.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Marcus DeGrazia Acupuncture of Austerlitz, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia County.
I'll always Good morning. Happy Mother's Day. This is Pastor Kim on WGXC 90.7 FM, Grand Hudson, Catskill, New York, and all around. We're getting there, beloved. We're expanding. We want to welcome you wherever you are to the bright side. Good morning. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms present. Today is a special day that we honor and celebrate the incredible women who have brought us into the world, raised us, loved us, taught us so much about life. Whether you are a mother yourself, or you have a close relationship with another mother, or your mother, or are missing your mother, this day holds a lot of emotions for all of us. It's a day to reflect on the impact of motherhood in our lives and to give thanks for the sacrificial love that mothers show their children every day. So today we're going to take some time to honor and bless the mothers among us and also to reflect on what it means to be a godly mother in a world that often devalues and misunderstands the role of motherhood. Whether you are a mom, a grandmother, an aunt, a sister, a godmother, a surrogate mother, or a friend, I hope that today's broadcast will challenge you and remind you of the important role you play in shaping lives, the lives of those that are around you. We thank God for you. We love you out there. We bless you, and we want you to be blessed. So sit back, or, you know, if you can't sit back, just enjoy. We got music for the heart, the mind, the soul, and it's all about the mothers today. Happy Mother's Day. And so that was I'll Always Love My Mama by The Intruders. Now, for those of you who are regular listeners, our audio engineer, Randall Martin, he is stepping up and stepping out. He's running for a political office, and so he's not, you know, able to be on the air with us right now. So for the Tuesday afternoon shows and even on this morning, you're not going to hear from my brother, but he's there, and we encourage and we love and support him, and we wish him all the best, all right? But we do have back-to-back music. Hallelujah. Thank God for the world of technology and audio engineering. Yes, we do have Glory, Glory, Hallelujah coming up at you. Love You, Mama by Miss Shirley Caesar. Mama prayed us through the mighty clouds of joy. I still hear Mama praying. Chester D.T. Baldwin. Thank God for Mama, the fantastic violinaires. And after that, I'll come back with my spiritual social commentary for this Mother's Day. Enjoy and be blessed. Music for the heart, the mind, and the soul.
This is one of my mama's favorite songs. I used to hear on Sunday morning, she would say, glory, glory. I feel better, so much better. mornings, Mama would be in that little old church sitting back in the woods. And some old sister would get up and say, y'all let me sing my favorite verse. She said, bird on the down, Lord, bird on the down, Lord. Since I laid my bird on the down, oh, bird on the down, Lord, bird on the down, Lord. Since I laid my bird on the down, oh, I'm going home to live with Jesus. Since I laid my bird on the down. Well, it's all over down here. I'm going home to shout trouble over. I just want everybody to know I'm gonna sing glory,
glory, glory,
hallelujah,
hallelujah,
glory,
glory, glory.
Oh, there'll be no more crying about it.
Glory, glory,
and I can sing glory,
hallelujah,
glory.
You know, so oftentimes people ask me, Shirley, why is it that you sing about mother so much? But you know, my mama has been both mom and dad for me. And maybe many of you don't know it, but my mother is a semi-invalid. Today, I'd like to just say thanks, Mom. Thanks for sharing and caring about me. The many nights that you laid awake while I was out on the road singing. Many nights, many mornings, rather, you wouldn't even go to sleep until you hear me put my key in the door. I want to say thanks for the many mornings that you'd get up and you would fix us a lunch when so many kids didn't have anything to eat. And I remember in my little selfish way, I would complain because I had to take biscuit with a piece of meat between the bread to school, and the children would laugh at me. And I'd come home crying, say, Mom, I don't want to take that to school anymore. And Mama would have said thanks, because I remember so vividly that morning you called me to the kitchen and you told me to look down in the bag. I said, Mama, there's nothing down in the bag but meat and bread. And Mama, I remember you took the meat and the bread out and you put it on the table. And I said, Mama, there's nothing down in the bag. And you said, yes, it is. That's what you told me. She said, now you take this meat and bread and you go to school. And whenever the children laugh at you, you tell them that every morning when I get up, the first thing I do is I put my love in that bag. Thanks, Mom. When Daddy died, I remember the relatives came and they wanted to take us all from you. And I remember you saying with tears in your eyes, I know that nobody's going to give me a job. And I know the check that I get each month is not going to be enough to take care of my children. But some kind of way, God's going to make a way. And I remember you used to sing the song all the time, courage my soul, let me journey on. Though the night seem dark, it won't be very long. Thanks be to God, the morning light is here. The storm is passing over. Hallelujah. And Mama, we can say today that that storm passed over. Mama, I want to say thank you for denying yourself. There were times when you wanted a dress. You bought us that dress. There were times when you needed shoes. You bought us those shoes. There were times when you wanted to go out. You stayed home. Thank you, Mama. Thank you for teaching me how to love. Teaching me about Jesus. Making me go to Sunday school when I didn't want to go. For Mama, today, when I look back over my life, I can say that you've been a good mom. And Mama, I want to thank you for all of those whippings I got. The times I throw rocks and break out windows and break out street lights. And the time I go to the grocery stores and steal twin popsicles and ginger snaps. And I look you square in the eye and I'd lie, so Mama didn't do it. But you being a good mom, you knew I was lying. I want to thank you for all of those whippings I got. Then Mama, I want to thank you for teaching me honesty, teaching me sharing, teaching me caring. Mama, when I saw the other kids in the neighborhood, how you would take them in when they were hungry. Oh, you've been a good mama. I'd like to just sum up this little tribute to you in four beautiful words. And I know I can't say thank you enough, but thank you with these four words. I love you, Mama. I love you. I love you, Mama.
I love to talk about my experiences in life. Yeah. It keeps you real.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Huh?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Praise the Lord. Yes, you know, the Bible says the prayers of the righteous availeth much. I'm reminded, I'm a country boy from Alabama. 10 children in my family. I'm the oldest. Many nights when I would wake up in the country, I would hear Mama talking to Jesus. Her prayer to him was, "Lord, let me live to see all of my children get right." Mama is the reason I'm singing here in this church tonight, because I didn't want to sing. He says, "If I go on, sing about Jesus and stay with him, stay on his side." And being 10 children in my family, sometimes the food just didn't seem like it wanted to go around. Other children would come to school with a nice lunch. I might would be lucky if I had a biscuit with a little piece of meat in it. By me being the oldest, I listen a lot. Hear Mama telling Daddy, we're out of flour, we're out of meat. And when I thought that we weren't going to make it, Mama would go down on her knees and talk to Jesus. Seemed like somehow and in some way, oh, I don't want to get too happy, Mama would pray, and the next morning all the children would be sitting around the table with a smile on their face. Because Mama prayed that everything would be all right. I can't tell it all. Help me, Jesus. Listen. Oh, we lived out in the country on an old dirt road. How we got by to me is still a miracle. Cause God knows we were poor. I used to hear Mama praying in her bedroom, sometimes all night long. And when I thought we were not gonna make it, see, that's when Mama got strong. Mama prayed us through. There was nothing for us that Mama would not do. When the going got tough and the road got rough, see, Mama prayed us through. I remember my daddy going home. The doctors call us around the bedside, cause all hope was gone. When they laid him down, understand the situation, but my mama stood by our side.
Mama prayed,
she prayed us through. There was nothing for us that Mama would not do. When the going got tough
Texas at 131 Navigation Street at my grandmother's house. Mamie Sip Baldwin. Mama is what we called her. And I can remember on Sunday mornings, if you were in Mama's house, you had to get up for Sunday morning prayer. Come to think of it, if you were in my mama's house, today, on Sunday morning. You got to get up for Sunday morning prayer. And my grandmother knew how to pray. But she had a lot of grandsons. And oftentimes she couldn't think of our names, and sometimes she would just call us all Bubba. And I got some of my first cousins in here and my brothers in here witness to that. But it was something about when Mama got down on her knees to pray for us. She could remember all of our names. And there was nothing like that Sunday morning devotion there. And today we want to remember how Mama used to pray for us. Come on, choir, help me sing. I still hear. I'm a prayer.
Ah!
You're listening to WTXT 90.7, Acre, Hudson, Catskill, Columbia County, Greene County, Dutchess County, Ulster County, Albany County, Rensselaer, Stuyvesant, Troy. We're all over. And on WGXC.org, we are listener-supported radio, radio for open ears. I am Pastor Kim of Overcomer Ministries, your perpetual optimist on this Mother's Day, wishing you all a very blessed, healthy, happy, beautiful day. And we got music that has a song to sing and something to say. Music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Mama prayed for me. Yes, she did.
She gave me life when it started. She stayed with me and never parted. She held me close when I cried, wiped the tears from my little eye. She understood my baby talk. She went down when I started to walk. And I thank God for Mama. Some sweet day, and I thank God, I thank God for Mama. She taught me right from wrong. She taught me my first song. She taught me how to share. Oh, she taught me the Lord's Prayer. Mama told me God would never change. Just call on His holy name. And I thank God. Oh, I thank God. I thank Him for Mama.
Yes, beloved, it's Mother's Day, and I'm just here to say thank God for Mama. And you know, there are so many of us, as I've said in my earlier statements, that, you know, Mother's Day brings up a lot of different emotions for us. And some people, you know, their mom has passed on and they're not here, but it's a wonderful time of reflection for the good memories, you know, the good times. And then there are people who never knew their mom. And it can be a little bit of a painful thing. But then also there are women who have stepped up and stepped in, grandmothers, great-grandmothers, aunties, church mothers, adopted mothers, foster mothers, you know. So the day can really be a day of light and inspiration and reflection and promise, right? And so I wanted to just come at it with that. But I had some thoughts that I thought I was going to share today. And then on our morning prayer prayer ministry, we were reading and sharing with those who call in from the Inspirational Ministry devotional for today. And I thought, I think this is something that I need to share. I want to share. And so I'm going to read from that and talk on that for a minute or two. It's titled Generations. And the writer references the book of Judges in the Bible, chapter 2, verses 18 and 19, abridged in the English Standard Version of the Bible translation. And so the writer says, whenever the Lord raised up judges for them, the Lord was with the judge. Whenever the judge died, they turned back and were more corrupt than their foreparents. They did not drop any of their practices or their stubborn ways. And he goes on, he or she goes on to say, it is a pattern repeated throughout the Bible and throughout history, generation after generation. There seems to be something about us that craves independence. We desire to do things our own way. It seems natural to resist the advice of earlier generations, particularly our parents. We see this when the Israelites were conquering the land. God had given them clear directions. They were not to tolerate the presence of people who occupied the land, for they would corrupt their faith and lead them away from God. The path to success was clear. They were to serve God, focus on Him, keep His commandments, and not follow the corrupt influences of the people in the land. If they did these things, He promised to protect them, provide for them, and bless their efforts. But if they failed to do these things, they would experience the consequences, including struggle, failure, and opposition. The Israelites tried to teach these principles to the next generation, but instead of learning from these experiences, they seemed determined to do what they wanted. In fact, they were more corrupt than their foreparents. The Bible is filled with warnings to learn from earlier generations. God designed each of us to be blessed as we apply God's principles. Ask God to help you evaluate your attitude, particularly toward your parents. Seek to be a good listener. Be humble and submissive. Learn from previous generations. And the reflection question is, what have you learned from your parents and grandparents? When I read this, a couple of things came to my mind, beloved. One is where it talks about the consequences of not, learning from the previous generations. And I don't remember who it was, some great philosophical mind that said, if we don't know our history, we're doomed to repeat it. And it seems that that's what's happening in our nation and in our world right now, is that, you know, a failure to learn from previous generations. When they talk about the fall of Rome, or we talk about the fall of the British Empire, you know, there was some precursors. There were some things that were happening in the culture, in the society that preceded the fall, right? And we see some of those things happening in our own nation. And, you know, we blame the government. We blame whoever's in the White House. We blame whoever's in the State House. We blame, you know, everyone else. But this devotional and the Bible always calls us to look at ourselves, the man in the mirror, the woman in the mirror, look at ourselves, right? What are we teaching the generations? What message are we leaving for them? When we think about the gun violence in this country, my Jesus, when we think about our children being slaughtered and lives being lost, not just our children, but particularly children who never get a chance to live out their promise and potential because of our refusal to take a strong, hard look on what we're doing. We make it a political thing. We make it, you know, a blue or a red thing. But we don't think about the blood that is being shed, right? There are things that are happening that are just consequences, beloved, of what we've not taught our children or our children's children, a couple of generations even now, I would say. And so God tells us in his word that, you know, he will bless hallelujah, and he will provide and he will protect those who apply his principles. And the greatest of his principles is to love God with all your heart, your soul, your mind, and your strength, and your neighbor as yourself. It's a love thing. I was talking about this last week. It's a love thing, right? And so we find that even now we have less and less love in the land. We have unforgiveness and intolerance in the land. You know, it's just amazing to me how racism and otherism, they call it xenophobia, but how those kind of things have taken over in our land. If you don't act like me, talk like me, think like me, walk like me, you don't vote like me, you don't worship like me. Oh, come on here, beloved. Listen, that's not the message we should be leaving our next generation. I remember my grandmother. And I didn't understand it at the time as I grew up and began to, you know, reflect on my past. I remember times, I've shared this before, when I'd go into her bedroom at night looking, you know, asking her for something. I spent a lot of time with my grandmother. My mother was a single working mom. And the room would be totally dark. And she was like 4 foot nothing. So if she kneeled down by her bed, I wouldn't see her in the room. I didn't realize it at the time, but my grandmother was down on her knees praying for us. I'd come back and she'd come out there. I said, Mama, where were you? Oh, I was in my room, you know? And I'm like, but I was looking for you. And I realize now she was on her knees praying for us. I remember times when we would go to a friend's house of my grandmother and they would be sitting around the table reading a book. I wasn't paying attention to what they were doing, but I remember hearing them talk about the end time days and saying how they hope they're not alive to see those days. And, you know, we'd be running in and out the kitchen while they're sitting around the kitchen table doing their Bible study. These are the things that we learned, or I learned from my grandmother. I know my mom, you know, she used to make my brother and I go out and go to church, go to Sunday school. If we wanted to go to the movies, if we wanted to go hang out with the friends on the weekend or go to a party on Saturday night, well, if you go to church on Sunday morning, right, the things that were being given to us from our generations. And you know, this devotional says, think about your attitude. Think about what it is that you're leaving the next generation. Too many people don't think about that. We just live and do our own thing. We talk about people any kind of way in front of the children. We talk to our children any kind of way. And then we get the consequences of that. We get the fruit of that. Those seeds that are planting are bringing us fruit, you know? So, beloved, you know, my spiritual social commentary today is that let's think about the next generations, you know? Let's think about what it is we're actually teaching them. Are we teaching them to solve every problem with violence? Are we teaching them that gun ownership and gun possession and the access of ammunition is more important than people being gunned down in our clubs, in our schools, in our churches, in our malls, in our streets, in our driveways? I mean, what are we leaving and what are we teaching the next generation? What will they learn from us? I know as mothers, we do the heavy lifting. You know, we do the heavy lifting. But God put something in us when he created females. He put something in us in that little extra leg on that X chromosome. It turned it into a Y. It's packed with a whole lot of information that God has given those who he has called into this world to be the helpmates to the males. So, beloved mothers, let's understand our value. Let's understand our role. Let's understand our worth. And let's do what we only can do as mothers. Grandmothers, godmothers, a friend, acting mom, like a mom. I salute you, and I want you to salute yourself. Celebrate yourself, because it ain't an easy job, and it's heavy lifting. But guess what? We do it, and we do it the best we can, and God will take our best and make it better. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and I'm just saying, let us think on the blessings of God, who promised to give his blessings to 1,000 generations who love him. All right? We love you, Lord, and we thank you for mothers. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and that's my spiritual social commentary for today. We got more music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Coming up is Save the Children by Mr. Marvin Gaye, and Hallelujah. Then I'll be back with my closing comments.
I just want to ask a question. Who really cares? Save a world in despair. Who really cares? There'll come a time.
There'll come a time.
When the world won't be singing.
When the world won't be singing.
Flowers won't grow.
Flowers won't grow. No.
Bells won't be ringing.
No, bells won't be ringing.
Who really cares?
Who really cares?
Who's willing to try?
Who is willing to try?
To save a world.
To save a world.
That's destined to
that
die.
That is destined to die.
When I look at the world.
When I look at the world.
It fills me with sorrow.
It fills me with sorrow.
Little children today.
Children today.
Really gonna suffer tomorrow.
Really suffer tomorrow.
Oh, what a shame.
What a shame.
Such a bad way to
live. Such a bad way to live.
Oh, who is to blame?
Who is to blame?
We can't stop
when
living.
We can't stop living. Oh, oh.
Live.
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 Live for life.
Live for life.
Live life for the children.
Live life for the children. Oh, for the children.
You see, let's save the children. Let's save all the children.
Save the babies. Save the babies. And if you want to live, but who really cares? Who's willing to try? Yeah, to save our world. Yeah, save our sweet world. Save a world that is destined.
Everybody.
driving through the country on a lazy afternoon.
Beloved, we got to do something to save the children. Snaps and claps to all those who are doing their part. And you know what? There's so much work to be done. We've room for more. Listen, if you want to find out some more ways that you can work in the community to help with children, and reach out. You can reach me through Overcomers Ministries, 12534 at gmail.com. Also, GBIOCNTY at gmail.com. You can hear more about things that are happening around the county. We want to just acknowledge that this is Mental Health Awareness Month. We want you to take care of your mental health, beloved. Amen. Also, Military Appreciation Month. And snaps and claps to all those who serve, who have taken on the career of service in the military, or just enlisted for a moment to be of support and service to the country. We love you, we appreciate you, we're praying for you. Also, Asian American Pacific Islander Month. Snaps and claps to our brothers and sisters from the Asian American and Pacific Islands, yes. Women's Health Week is this week. So, beloved, think about that. Get your mammos in, get your paps in. Do what you gotta do to take care of you. And International Day of the Families is on tomorrow. This is Pastor Kim, and we'll be back. God saying the same. We'll be back same time, same station on WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra, Hudson, Catskill, New York, and beyond, and on WGXC.org. I want to just say happy birthday to all you May babies. And remember, on Tuesday the 16th, it's school budget vote. So get on out there and let your voices be heard. And yeah, so miss you, Brother Randall. And, you know, we look forward to you coming back when you can come back. In the meantime, do what you got to do because we need you. And we thank God for you. And to all of our Brightside families, all of our supporters and partners and donors and contributors and programmers, I wish you all and all of you out there in listening land, I wish you all a very blessed and happy Mother's Day. We have one more song for you, but before I do, I want to also say, you know, I say this all the time. It does not matter how gray that day. It does not matter how dark those clouds. The sun is still there. And the sun is still here, still shining. There is a bright side somewhere. Just hang in there. Don't quit in the dip. All right? God loves you. I love you, too. God loves you more, and he loves you best. In that knowledge, beloved, rest and stay blessed. A song for mama. A song for mama. Boys to men. That's how we're going to leave today. And again, God bless you and farewell.
Even when